Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 197 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Nicole Powell's book, The Light, the Dark, A Journey to Wholeness. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from a section titled, I Saw the Light at the End of the Tunnel, 2002. And this is what Nicole has written. I was 17 when I first saw the light. The bright light that people talk about just as they meet death. The light at the end of the tunnel is what I remember hearing about. It was the term I would hear when people described getting a glimpse of the afterlife, or when people described getting over a difficult situation or finding solutions to things. For me, I was heavily curious about where you go after you die and what dying would be like. A catalyst for this curiosity was my friend and neighbour Steve dying from suicide when we were kids, leading me to wonder about where he went. I thought about it a little too much, as I often visualized what it would be like on the other side and what it would be like to cross over during the death process. I was at the clinic having my wisdom teeth pulled. My mum drove me and we walked up a few flights of stairs to get to the office that was situated in the tall city building. I was met by a man who would be doing my procedure. He was kind, but you could tell he was working on a tight schedule and around the clock. At 17, I am not sure I fully comprehended what would happen. He let me know that he'd be temporarily putting me to sleep and removing all four of my wisdom teeth. At that point in my life, I had never been put under before, and at the thought of it, I was utterly petrified. He rushed me into his office and laid me down on the surgical table. He had braces for me to place my arms into, and the thought of being strapped down was enough to make me pass out. The surgeon spoke broken English and kept motioning for me to rest and relax as they started my IV to keep things moving. He told me he'd give me something to calm me, then he'd put me to sleep, and that the procedure would be quick. 20 minutes, he said. As I felt something surging through my veins, I tried to keep my eyes wide awake. The room started to look wonky. The surgeon was talking to me, but I could not make out his words as his face and the rest of the room looked like it was melting. I was still wide awake. I wasn't tired, but very woozy. I started to panic, hearing my heartbeat outside of my chest. I was wondering if this was normal and if he was going to try and get in my mouth while I felt like this. I remember clamping my mouth shut to stop him from accessing my mouth while I was still awake, and a female member of staff came around to try and calm me. I took a deep breath and tried to close my eyes. I heard him saying something I couldn't understand. My chest was pounding and I was taking very deep breaths. I assumed they were giving me the anesthetic to knock me out, but when I closed my eyes, I still didn't feel tired. I remember quivering and lying on that table as I tried to surrender and relax my body. All of a sudden, a bright light appeared before me. It was as if someone shone the brightest light I'd ever seen on my face. It started to illuminate from a faraway tunnel. I lifted out of my body. I felt like I was in a rocket ship that had taken off, and I was travelling at lightning speed to merge with this bright light. I could do nothing to stop it. It was like a magnetic force pulling me from my physical body. While travelling down this tunnel, I was aware that this probably wasn't normal. I thought to myself, does this anesthesiologist and surgeon know what was happening to me right now? Am I being pulled out of my physical body right before their eyes? Travelling down this tunnel to the light, I started thinking about my short life up until that point. I had so much more to live for, and it felt like there was no coming back from this. I remember feeling disappointed that my life was ending, and I didn't get to do all the things I wanted to do with my life. In this fast-paced moment, I started to review my past and present and felt that where I was heading next was out of my control. The tunnel of light I was travelling in eventually came to an end. I'd been travelling for what felt like a minute, and embraced me. I was the light, I became the light, and I returned to the light. I completely merged with this luminescent, bright white essence. I don't remember any thought after that, except a feeling of timelessness, in complete peace and euphoria. I came back, jarred and shocked from the surgery 20 minutes later, like he said. I awoke, looking at the clock on the wall. It really had been no time at all, yet it felt like I was gone for eternity. I came back from a place where I was experiencing complete peace and love, and now I was here, with four holes in my mouth, locked into a physical body, and I couldn't have been in a more dramatic place of contrast. The nurse gave me pain medication, and I was shipped out of the recovery room quickly and on my way home with my mum. What was that light I saw and merged with? Did I have a near-death or out-of-body experience? Or was this my brain shutting down to be put under an anaesthetic? I didn't know, and Google was not common back then to use to type in your symptoms to find out, let alone ChatGPT. Not like it is today, but the light enthralled me. Do I come from a place of pure white light and bliss? Did everyone come from there? I wondered if this was my friend Steve's experience when he died of suicide. I was surprised it wasn't dark. It was like the closer I got to it and the merging I experienced with it was nothing but pure and exhilarating. Even though I was terrified when I was experiencing this unknown, all I wanted to do was return to it. Something so pure, so enlightening, it just felt so good. I wanted more and wished I could go back to it. From that day forward, I started asking how I could return to that feeling of being merged with the light. I never told anyone, but I kept that experience to myself. I didn't want to be told that it didn't happen, as I'd know it did. And for many years, there were no words for my experience. It was just a feeling. Wanting to be that energy, blending with the light, was what kept me going on the heavy days. Knowing that if I left my body, there was no darkness to go to, just complete oneness with the brightest light I had ever seen, and it was filled with peace and euphoria. It all happened without my effort or fears. I would be taken there one day again. Next, I'm going to read from a section entitled Unhealthy Ancestors. This is what Nicole's written here. Usually, when I start teaching new groups the disciplines of mediumship, one of the first questions I'll receive is, what if someone bad comes through? I often remind my students that we are communicating with loved ones in spirit, and that is our intention. But I also want to address this a little deeper. I've noticed in some shamanic traditions, one of the teachings that is taught is that we need to protect ourselves from unhealthy ancestors. Usually when I have students who have a shamanic background, I want to learn about mediumship through spiritualism, this will be one of the topics they bring up and want to make clear that they do not communicate with their unhealthy ancestors. Although I understand what they are saying and respect tradition, I feel I have a different perspective I want to address through spiritualism. When a loved one in spirit or ancestor leave this world, they are removed from this lifetime. Picture leaving this world like you are taking off wet clothes. You drop your human suit. When you do this, you are entering into the collective consciousness, because we are not separate in spirit form, nor are we confined to the human body. We do not have a physical form. Yes, an aspect is still you, but at a higher consciousness, and you can still take spiritual form if you'd like, but you are not a separate entity with all your human behaviors coming with you. You will take your evolution of consciousness and grow from your human lifetime, but you are not stuck in that form for eternity. You have the opportunity to grow from your observation of your lifetime. So, with that being said, your ancestors are not, quote-unquote, unhealthy. It means they lived a physical life as a specific person or character. When they left the physical form, they leave that lifetime that they once were, returning to who they really are in spirit form. When a medium is communicating with a loved one in spirit, they are bringing through who they were when they were alive, so it can be recognisable to the client, and so they know who they are. For example, I got Mum here. She is showing me that she was a secretary and meek in her demeanour. Even though she loved you, she didn't stand up for you in front of your father. This is what makes it recognisable to the client, so they know who the medium is bringing through. They will bring through evidence, imagery, words, feelings, etc. in the mediumship reading. But lately I've taken my mediumship to a different level, saying, okay, now that we know who we are talking to, who they were when you knew them and what they are like, let's go higher. Where are you today? Speak to me from where you are in your higher state of consciousness. From there, they will share more information about where they are at, what they do in spirit, and where they are of service in their new spirit form. Today I was reading from Nicole Powell's book, The Light, the Dark, A Journey to Wholeness. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And my book, which is called Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon. And you can get it on paperback, Kindle and audiobook. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.